KTBB News Time, 7:53, 71 degrees in Tyler, 70 degrees right now in Longview, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It being Friday, you know what that means. It is time for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
It being Friday, you play music about margaritas.
Yes, sir.
<says the bomb. laughs> We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. You probably missed it, but Wednesday was Constitution Day. It was the 238th anniversary of the day that 39 of the 55 delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia declared their work finished, or as finished as they could get it, given the number of unresolved issues. They signed their names to the document that would go on to become the Constitution of the United States of America. They then sent the document over, which they had argued and debated for five sweltering months in Philadelphia, for ratification by the then existing 13 states. On that day in 1787, very nearly every human being on earth lived under the despotic rule of some sort of king, emperor, sultan, or potentate. As it had been since humans emerged as a species, life under the rule of a tyrant was the default state of mankind. The document that those men in Philadelphia signed 238 years ago was a radical departure. For the first time in history, the sovereignty of the individual, the right of a person to order his or her own affairs as that person saw fit, was formally recognized. What's more, for the first time in history, it was acknowledged that fundamental rights and freedoms flowed not from government, but instead from the creative act of a sovereign God. The U.S. Constitution was revolutionary in that it established citizens as being sovereign over government, with God being sovereign over all. The world has not been the same since. I fully stipulate that the Constitution isn't perfect, but that stipulation is followed by the stipulation that the nation and society that the Constitution created has lifted more people out of the hopelessness of poverty and freed more people from the chains of bondage than any other nation or society in all of history. The creation of three co-equal branches of government, each checking the power and reach of the other two, and the structural existence of frequent elections, empowers ordinary citizens in ways that were never before seen. So, though a few of us actually observe it, it is nevertheless a good thing that we recognize Constitution Day every September 17th. And while it is appropriate to celebrate the Constitution every year, prudence demands that we acknowledge that it is under assault. The far-left wing of today's Democratic Party will, if they can, scrap it altogether in favor of a bigger, more powerful, less constrained national government. But at least they're out in the open. More insidious is the bloated administrative state that it incrementally and relentlessly strips away the individual sovereignty that animated the Constitution's authors in favor of a command and control mode of government. Worse yet is a lazy and derelict Congress that farms out its legislative role to regulation-writing bureaucrats. These things, as much as anything else, stand at the root of most of our national problems. It's not clear that we can ever fully return to constitutional adherence as envisioned by the founders. It is clear, however, that we should try. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. Well, I'm telling you, I have your Friday after work situation lined up in a way that you're going to like. Instead of going straight home after work, head for the grand tasting room at Keepersall. Here's the plan. Go first to the tasting bar and ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. As always, tell them I sent you, and your first taste goes on my tab. Find the wine you like and then grab a glass or a bottle. Go next and get a light bite to eat. There are plenty of choices, but I can tell you they make a grilled cheese sandwich that's absolutely world class. With all that in hand, repair then to the patio overlooking the beautiful, gently rolling vineyard. If it's raining, as might happen tonight, so much the better. You'll be covered, and a vineyard in the rain is a balm to the spirit. Relax, enjoy, you will thank me. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at keepersall.com.